It's May 12th. The school year's winding down. CNN Student News is starting up a new week of coverage. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for taking 10 minutes for us. Broadly speaking, a drone can be any unmanned aircraft. Could be something the military uses to spy on potential terrorists. Could be the RC plane your friend flies on the weekends. The Federal Aviation Administration has a new warning about the dangers of drones, particularly in light of something that happened this March. It apparently involved a remote-controlled plane that someone was flying far higher than the legal limit. It almost caused a catastrophe for a passenger flight headed to Tallahassee, Florida.
A near nightmare in the sky. A passenger plane nearly crashes into a camouflaged drone flying at 2,300 feet, well above the typical altitude for a private drone. The incident in the Tallahassee skies involved a U.S. Airways express jet flying near the airport.
A remote-controlled aircraft, 2,300.
The first details of the March scare, previously not revealed until an FAA official spoke about it Thursday in San Francisco.
The airplane pilot said that the UAS was so close to his jet that he was sure he had collided with it. Thankfully, inspection to the airliner after landing found no damage.
Authorities do not know who flew the drone, but say it could have brought down the plane. The safety of our passengers and crew is our top priority, U.S. Airways parent company tells CNN tonight in a new statement. We're aware of the published report alleging an incident with one of our express jets, and we are investigating. There have been close calls before. The FBI is still investigating a drone that came within 200 feet of an Alitalia flight in New York earlier this year.
We saw a drone aircraft.
The pilot in that incident can be heard telling air traffic control. And this Monday, a small drone was found after apparently hitting this building in St. Louis.
In the next 5 years, the FAA estimates as many as 7,500 drones could be flying in the U.S. airspace at any given time. Now, the agency has been working on a plan to safely integrate drones into the airspace so that you don't have accidents with passenger aircrafts. Now, it is illegal for commercial use, although there are some exceptions. As for hobbyists, the FAA only allows recreational drones to fly up to 400 feet.